machinations of the eerie. Weird, blood-chilling tales told by old Nancy, the witch of Salem, and Satan, her wise black cat. They are waiting. Waiting for you. Now.
Where is Satan? Are you getting down to where yon's spinning if you'll tell folks to douse all light? That's it. We want things nice and cheerful for our pretty little tales. Now draw up to the fire and gaze into the embers. Gaze into on deep, and soon you'll be across the seas in the jungle land of Africa. British Africa. In what's called Tanganyika territory. Hear that chanting and then savage drums? And then begins our story of the Devil Mask. The Devil Mask!
The drums have been booming for a solid hour now.
You'll probably hear them until well past midnight.
I'll wager the drummer dummies will have 18 wrists tomorrow, and the singers won't be able to speak above a whisper.
On the contrary, they'll all feel wonderfully refreshed. Such a ceremony to these tribes, you know, then like Gillespie Falls on Easter morning, or camping through Hyde Park on a bright spring day, would be to us.
No, you mustn't think of London here. It's only a reminder that we're over a month away from there.
But we're leaving for you tomorrow, Harlan. You and Alec and I. And when we reach there, we'll find it no more pleasant than Africa.
You're right. For one finds contentment within himself, not in his surroundings. Well, one thing's certain, the foggy old London moon is never so beautiful as the one above us now.
It is beautiful, isn't it?
Gorgeous. Yes. Like those we used to sit and watch so long ago in Surrey, as we did.
Please, Harlan.
Because you're now married to another man, can't I indulge in spoken memories?
I wish you wouldn't.
All right. Rather a nice compliment those blacks out there are paying you and Alec, with their chanting and their drumming.
Yes.
Gadeo, the witch doctor's son, told me all about it in his funny pidgin English.
I had already told you.
You simply said they were holding a religious ceremony to pray that you and Alec have a safe journey back to civilization. Gadeo's version was far more dramatic. He said this jamboree was to propitiate the devil so they wouldn't harm him.
That's why Monto, his father, came here to the bungalow a while ago and muttered magic words about each piece of our baggage to drive away the devil.
Well, that mask he had on certainly ought to frighten them away.
It's a sacred devil mask. One especially for this sort of ritual.
Fun-looking object.
Yes. Instead of taking measures to protect us, they think they're doing it. They should pray to all their gods that we never leave the jungle alive.
Oh, why, Phyllis? They owe you gratitude. Gideon tells me this.
I've tried to treat them decently.
Hmm. You mean that Alec...
No. He treated them well, too. Except when he's been drinking. Then he isn't responsible.
In the 7 days I've been here, Alec's never drawn a sober breath. He's inside that bungalow now, sleeping up a quart of whiskey. He'll begin on another the moment he awakes.
It isn't his fault. It's just the effect that Africa has upon some white men. When Alec gets back to England, he'll become himself again.
I hope so. No, hang it all, I don't. I hope the rotter drinks himself to death as fast as he can. I hope he... Forgive me,
Philip. I'm going inside. Good night, Harlan.
No, please.
Let go of my hand.
No, I won't. Now I've begun, I won't let you go till I finish. Phyllis, when your father brought you to Africa, my regiment was sent to India 3 years ago. You were engaged to marry me. But 6 months after that, I received your letters. Love letters, just as I wrote every day to you. Suddenly, I heard no more from you. And months later, I heard you'd married Alec. I didn't mean to speak, but now... Why?
Why? Hasn't it occurred to you that I may have married Alec because I loved him and had fallen out of love with you?
Well, is that the reason?
I... Yes.
I see.
Phyllis!
Alec's awake.
Phyllis, where the devil are you?
I'm coming, Alec.
All right, outside. Stay where you are, I'll come to you. Well, you and Lieutenant Lawrence being romantic in the moonlight?
We've been talking, Alec, and listening to the chanting.
It was that blasted noise woke me up. Where's my whip? I'll soon make that beggar stop.
No, you can't interfere with them. Alex, that ceremony is for us.
Huh? Oh, yes. So you told me.
old Monpo is driving devils out of the way, so I'll get to England safely. Nice of him after all that kick I've landed on where he could wear pants. He's got a first-class Christian spirit.
Don't you think so, Lawrence?
Yes. He finds it easier to return good for evil than I ever shall.
Oh, I would say that. You've got a first-class Christian spirit, too. Why, you even come and pay me a visit after I married a woman you was once engaged.
Alex.
Don't worry, Phyllis. I ain't gonna quarrel with your ex-lover.
See here, Anson. I don't propose to...
Hey, don't get mad. I ain't mad. I like to have you around, Lieutenant. So you can enjoy watching my happy married life.
Alex, go back to bed, please.
All right. I'll leave you two alone again.
Please, I'll help you.
I don't need any help. What I need is another bottle of whiskey.
No.
Yeah. You don't want me to stop those black monkeys in the village from making a noise, so I got to drink enough not to hear them. I got a bottle in the cupboard here.
All right. Get it if you must.
Of course I'll get it. Hey.
What's the matter?
The bottle I had in here is gone.
You must have taken it then.
No. I put an extra bottle here special. So that everyone I'm in the house. Who stole it?
No one, Alex. Not a soul has been in this room since you fell asleep. Except Lieutenant Lawrence, Monpo, and I.
Monpo? Then he took it. I'll teach that thieving witch doctor to steal my whiskey.
Alex, put down that pistol. Come back.
Take your hands off him.
Harlan, help me. Harlan.
Now you keep out of this, Lawrence. Let me go.
Drop that pistol, Alex.
Stop!
You're breaking my arm.
Drop that pistol. I've dropped it. Take your hands off.
Get the gun, Phyllis.
I have it. Leave me to bed. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Oh, yes, I do. I'm going to kill that thief, Monpo.
He's not a thief. He was never near that cupboard. He only came into the house to perform his magic on our luggage. To do us a favor, assistant.
That rotten blighter has my whiskey. Monpo stole my whiskey.
We'd better go away until you're back to sleep. Yes, he's falling asleep now.
All right.
I'll kill this
thing
blighter.
Here, you keep his pistol. I don't want you to have it handy if he wakes up again. He's liable to do anything.
Oh, God. To think you're married to that swine. To think you love him.
Harlan, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Truth?
About Alex and him.
What do you mean?
Let's go outside again. Please open the door.
Certainly.
When I said I married Alex because I loved him, I lied. I mean to go on lying. But after all, I owe you the truth.
Oh, why?
You know that my father died of fever 6 months after we arrived here.
Yes.
This was when my letter to you stopped. The day before he died, a missionary came here. He was from the coast and on his way to the interior. Father knew that he had but a few hours to live. And if any missionary left, I'd be alone without it. He's the only other white man in 50 miles of jungle. I had often tried to make love to him. He was sleeping heavily then. Well, you suggested to Father that if he didn't have the missionary marry us, I believe you understand.
The filthy, beastly
spine. Nothing we can say or do will change it.
We can change the future. And we will. Oh, my darling, you still love me. You will get a divorce. And then
there can be no divorce.
And then you'll stay with this brute?
He isn't a brute. He's a weak, spoiled, selfish child. He must have his own way, no matter how he gets it. No matter who it harms. I'm his wife, and I must take care of him and keep him out of trouble as long as we both live.
You're not thinking reasonably. You've got to listen to me, Lizzie.
Everything you could say, I've already said to myself. Now, we'll never meet this again. You've already arranged to return to England with Alec and me, so that can't be changed. But after we reach there, we must never see each other again. I want you to promise me that, Harlan.
No. If you must take care of the swine you call a weak child, then I must look after you until he dies. Send you to your grave.
Harlan.
How can you have sympathy for such a beast? Or consider it your duty to sacrifice our lives to
his? Can't you understand?
No, I can't. No more than I can understand why those blacks out there should repay his kicks with prayers that he'd be safe from devils. I can't understand why any rotter should get better than he merits. And I don't believe God permits such blind injustice for long.
Harlan. What
is that? Sounded like the back door.
That's the worker. He's gone out.
No, what if he has?
Yes. Here he goes across the compound toward the native village. And he has a gun.
A gun? I have his pistol.
He's taken his rifle. We will stop him.
But why?
Come on, quick. He thinks Monpo stole that whiskey. If he reaches the village before we can stop him...
Oh, you don't think
he's... He's liable to do anything. Oh, he's disappeared among the huts. Harlan, if he attacks the witch doctor when he's wearing the sacred devil mask, the other blacks will... Oh!
The rifle.
The guns have stopped.
I'll
beat your black to steal my liquor.
Alice!
Look! By that fire!
Monaco! Lying on the ground!
I said I'd kill that dirty thief.
It's Dale! It's Dale! Your father isn't badly hurt!
Look for yourself, Riding.
There's a hole in his mask that spattered with blood.
Shot between the eyes.
Yes. My father, Monpo, die as the have on this sacred mask.
Oh,
Castillo, I... Yet they know that you do not wish him die, right, Missy. But for both who did...
Come on, Echo! Hold it out! Come on!
My husband didn't know what he was doing.
Phyllis, get behind me. They're closing around. Keep away from me, you black. I'll shoot the first who takes another step. You confess it, Dale, or I'll kill you like I did your Stephen's father.
Another of you. Now in my father's people. It is the dead who pay you for what you do tonight.
Dead?
You are silly priest as you drive them devils on your path. Now his soul will drive those devils on you.
Yes, Father.
When the sun rises in the morning, you will laugh no more. For you will own my father's devil mask.
I'll own the devil mask?
With his blood on the hole your bullet make when you kill him. And you take his life, he gives to you his mask.
Stand
out of there! Order me, order me! I'll have the people no more close and wait. You're free to leave here now. When the sun rises, you will own the devil mask, and it will never leave you come down.
It's nearly morning. Won't you lie down now and get a little rest?
Don't ask him again. You know I can't.
In a few hours, we'll be starting through the jungle for the coast. You can't stand the trip without rest.
Here, I can watch that village.
Oh, if the blacks meant to attack this bungalow, they'd have done it hours ago. I'm convinced that Gadeo wasn't attempting any trick. Poor Negro really means to leave his vengeance to the dead.
His people believe the dead have much more power than the living. I still can't understand the things he said about that devil mask.
Comes from another savage superstition, I suppose.
I've been in Africa too long to despise what whites call just savage superstition.
But you don't think that dead man's mask is going to harm him, do you?
I don't know. The Gale said Eric would own the mask by sunrise. If he left the village, those drums have never ceased. They're making magic there.
If the mask or anything else gets into this bungalow, it'll have to come by magic. Every door and window in the place is locked but this one, and we've sat behind a screen all night. I'm sorry, I can't believe anything will pay that robber his just deserts.
Harlan.
He's even safe here from the law. Looks as though I was wrong last night when I told you God wouldn't long permit injustice.
Alice!
They must be having a nightmare.
Come with me, quick.
Look
up
under my
bed.
That thing is screaming at me.
The devil mask.
How did it get here?
Look out of that window, Harlan.
No. The sun's right.
After tramping through this rotten jungle all day, I'd like to sit quiet in my tent tonight and have a drink in peace. Will you two please stop talking about this crazy mask?
Not until you do as your wife asks, Bradson, and get rid of the thing. Why in heaven's name did you bring it with you? When you first saw it on your bed this morning, you were more afraid of it than Phyllis is.
I was merely startled. When I saw how frightened you two were, I made up my mind to keep it and prove what fools you are.
There's no use arguing with him further, Harlan. It only makes him more stubborn.
I'm stubborn because I won't give in to savage superstition. And I let Gadeo and the rest of those blacks know they weren't going to scare me with their mumbo-jumbo. You heard me when they all came sneaking around to watch us leave. I thanked them for their funny devil mask and said I'd keep it to remember them by.
Yes. And Gadeo repeated that you'd keep it until the day you die.
Then I'll have it for a long while, and it won't hurt me in the meantime.
I wouldn't be too sure of that. It wasn't presented to you as a love token. And it came to you somehow through locked doors and solid walls.
So you and Phyllis say.
Because we know. Don't think for a minute I care what happens to you. But your wife's terrified of that mask. The least you can do is to humor her fears.
If you must know, I'm keeping it because I like to see you bothered.
I guess that leaves nothing more to be said, Phyllis.
I hope not. Then I can have a quiet drink. Trying to scare me with an ugly wooden face that has shells for eyes and bits of filed-off leaden brass for teeth. Yeah, and a bullet hole between the eyes.
It was about this time last night I put it there. I'll have a drink to celebrate.
Let's get out of here, Phyllis, where we won't have to breathe the same air as that.
I thought that would shock your tender sensibilities.
Get out, both of you, and leave me alone. Tell my wife what a cat I am and how much better off she'd be with you. It won't be any good, but she won't leave me. Get out. You
swear. Don't, Harlan. Come.
Wait. Wait. To bed. Where's those thumbs from?
Thumbs?
Yes. We're miles away from any village. Who's drumming in this jungle?
I don't hear any drums.
Neither do I.
Well, what's the matter with your ears? They could be louder every second.
There isn't a sound outside.
There's drums, I tell you. And voices chanting. Like there was last night. Those blacks are coming after me.
You can't hear drums or chanting.
No, there's none to hear.
You're lying to me. Now they're just outside. They're all around this tent. Where's my gun? They won't get me without a fight.
Don't let him touch that rifle, Harlan.
I've got it. The fools are mad. Let me go. Let me go. Look at the mask.
The mask?
There's blood on it. As it was last night. Fresh blood.
Oh, you're seeing and hearing things that don't exist.
You're lying to me. Lying. Drums are beating all around me. The blood is pouring from that mask. All around me. I've made it a stop. I know I just imagined drums. There's no blood on that mark. But I see drums. And I hear drums. But so those marks keep screaming at me. It's just as in a dead man's voice. But soon I'll die. It's going to kill me. No. 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 Oh, no. No. No.
How long has your husband been like this, Mrs. Ranson?
It began 3 weeks ago, Doctor, in the jungle. He didn't talk as you have just heard him do at first. Kept again after we came aboard this ship.
Now he keeps it up at intervals night and day.
Hmm. And you say this fixation concerning drums and blood is in some way connected with that African witch mask at his bedside?
Yes, Doctor.
Then why haven't you removed it?
You try removing that mask from his bedside, Doctor.
Oh, I mean to.
Wait. He's quiet now. Which usually means if he goes off, move very quietly so that he can't possibly hear you.
Why?
If you don't, we ask, he will save much explanation.
Very well.
Oh, no, no, don't touch that mouse. Bring it back. If you take it away, well, I can't see his grinning. I won't know what it's planning. I won't know when it's going to kill me.
Here, here's your mouse, man. Take it and get back to bed.
You won't take it away again, or you won't.
No, 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 no. Get back in bed.
No.
You see why we haven't removed the mask, Doctor?
No, I can't see. His eyes were tightly closed. I didn't make a sound.
He just knows, Doctor. That's all.
Don't keep thinking all around me.
It's beginning again.
That mask must be removed without his knowledge.
Yes, but how?
When you called at my quarters and hinted what sort of a case this was, I prepared this hypodermic in advance. Now, you hold him tightly, Lieutenant, while I jab the needle in his arm.
Oh, let me go. What are you going to do with me? Oh, my arm.
Quiet, man, quiet.
Oh, sorry, you're going to make me sleep while you take away the mouse. Don't do it. If you do, I'll die. No, 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 please, no.
I gave him a double dose. It's hitting him quick.
Drums. Drums. Drums are big.
Now, take that ugly witch mask and throw it through the porthole.
There. It's in the sea.
He should sleep for 48 hours and wake up cured.
Harlan, the mask has bobbed up to the surface. It seems to be grinning at us.
Phyllis, the ship should be leaving it behind. But it seems to be traveling along it outside.
As though it was following.
You don't think...
But Theo said Alec would own it until the day he died.
As much as it hurts me to thank you for anything, Harlan, I'm forced to admit that you probably saved my life by throwing that rotten mask overboard.
I'm not at all proud of saving your life, Anthony.
Too bad I didn't go crazy or blow out my brains when those drums were sobbing in my head all day and night. Then you'd have won my wife, perhaps.
Suppose we don't discuss it. I've called at your hotel tonight to bid Phyllis goodbye. May I see her now?
Did you say goodbye?
You made me promise that after we reached England, I'd never see her again. I tipped off this morning and you rushed her away. I'm keeping my promise after tonight.
Well, that's simply fine. She'll be here in a moment. Ah, knowing I won't see you anymore adds extra delight to being home again. Ah, England. After 3 years in the bush. First-class whiskey instead of African trade slush. And feast your eyes on that roaring fire in the grate. No open fireplaces in Tanganyika. And here there are no savage superstitions that a clever chap like you can use to drive another mad.
What do you mean?
I've got that mask business figured out. You seized upon Gadeo's crazy threat that night as a means to drive me mad or kill me. You brought the mask into the house and put it at my bedside. It was your constant suggestion that made me hear those drums and see that blood.
Ah, you're talking like a lunatic.
Oh, no. I'm talking like a sane man now because I'm safe in sober England, where nothing in the world can frighten me. My wife can get along without your goodbye, Lieutenant. You're getting out of here now.
No, I'm not. Get out, I say. Get out.
Alex.
Phyllis, dear, just in time, my dear, to see your lover leave here. I'm putting him out.
No.
You can't put me out.
The pistol can. You're looking at my wife for the last time until the day I die. And that won't be for a long, long time. Now, there's the door.
Get out.
You have me at a disadvantage. Goodbye,
Phyllis. That's enough. Get out. Drums.
What?
I hear drums again. Drums coming closer. Drums in England. No. No, the mask is gone. At the bottom of the sea. The mask can't find me here. What's that? Who's at that door?
Looking at Mr.
Ransom,
sir.
Well, what? Who are you?
Oh, your
room
steward on the ship, sir. Oh,
I think
the lady here recognized me.
Yes, that's right.
What do you want with
this? Oh, I've come to return some property of yours. What was this up from the dock this afternoon? I've never seen it in your cabin when you were so terrible sick about 2 weeks back, sir.
What's that in that paper you carried? What are you bringing to me?
Why, yes.
Oh, the mask! I knew it when I heard those drums. And now they're throbbing my head once more. But it's not going to turn my mind again. I'll destroy it now for good and all.
Ah, you're standing in the fire.
Yes. Water brought it back to me, but nothing can return from fire. It's flame from which all devils come, and back to flames they go. I'll beat the rotten witchcraft now, I...
It comes from that mask, in the fire. There's a bullet hole in Alex's head.
Between his eyes.
Oh, pull that mask in the flames, quick.
Yes, all right, sir. I'll turn it with you, come on.
Let me cover out the face.
Then we'll rubble you, sir.
Why take it from the fire?
To save the rest of our lives. Look. Look where the fire took away the wood.
The metal piece of the mask?
And old rifle cartridges with the bullet files of slugs. And when the fire got them off, one popped right off.
Then Alex was killed by natural means. And all the other things were coincidence. Imagination.
I wonder. What do you mean?
Listen, what do you think? Yes, you're right about that. After the husband's funeral, them lovers went right out and got a marriage license. Good old devil mask.